Good evening, girls and boys, mom, dads, and guardians. Welcome to Bedtime Babies. I am your host, author Vanessa Santiago German, and today I will be interviewing author Andrew Fairchild. Andrew, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining us on Bedtime Babies today. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. I'm actually nestled up in my blanket here in Houston, Texas, and it's raining outside, so.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Oh, I'm glad you could make it on the call tonight. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. How about starting out with that?
Okay. Well, just a little bit about me. I grew up in a small town in Lumberton, Mississippi. That's where all my family still resides. I graduated from college and moved out here to Houston, Texas, where I still pursued my college degree in architecture. I later graduated and decided to write children books. I've been writing since I was 15. I started out writing poetry. I have over 350 poems that I have collected, and I still do continue to write poetry as well. So.
Awesome, awesome. 350, you said?
350 poems.
Wow. Are you going to put that in a book for us one day?
Yes, I'm still working on the concept with it, but yes, absolutely. And it includes everything from, you know, love, hate relationships, just everything. So.
Okay. And, Andrew, what made you want to become a children's author?
This was a couple years back, probably about 5 years ago. I read a book called Mrs. Spider's Tea Party,
mm-hmm.
and I really, really loved the book. And I'm an insomniac, so I do my best writing and illustrations when late at night when everyone else is asleep. So one night I could not sleep, and I was thinking in my head, you know what, I love to write poetry, so let me see if I can do it in a children's book. And woke up, stayed up all night, and wrote my first book, which is Volley and Blue.
Awesome.
And just been revising it ever since then.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you're just like really inspired in the evening, in the nighttime when everybody else is fast asleep.
Exactly. My coffee, my little snacks, and then my computer, and I'm ready to go.
And that's all you need. Okay.
That's all I need.
Andrew, how many books do you have out right now?
This is actually my first book.
Nice.
I was very skeptical to publish it, just for my own personal reasons. But I do have a wonderful support system behind me, a wonderful friend, and they really pushed me to publish this book. They're like, you write, you draw, there's no reason you shouldn't be pushing this book out.
Exactly. I'm very happy for your friends, because Volley and Blue, I have not yet received a copy of my book yet, but it is the cover is awesome. It's amazing. It's bright. It's colorful. It's cheerful, and I'm quite sure children will love it.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yes. What inspires you to be an author for children?
Actually, there's so much going on in the world today, and I generally write from my own personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with all that's going on in the world, I really want to lend a hand or do whatever I can possible to help children. You know, everybody's, you know, there's so much, everybody is so different. And
it's true.
And I just want, like, everybody to know, you know what, just because you're different or, you know, you may not like things other people like,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it's okay, you know?
Definitely, definitely. It's okay to be yourself, to be different and unique. Definitely, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think sets you apart from other children authors out there right now?
Other children's authors? I think a lot of it is I paint really vividly with my words.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of authors that I don't know. I think one of my favorite authors, I guess, growing up, which I'm sure is a lot of people, is Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, so when I write, I try and channel him, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and use words that normally wouldn't go in a children's book,
okay.
you know, to make them laugh or to paint something really vividly. So.
Okay. So you can kind of, in a sense, you're kind of getting into the head of a child and, you know, writing what you think children will want to see or hear.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. If you can deliver one message to the world through your books, what would that message be?
Love.
Oh, that is definitely something that's well needed. There's a lot of, you know, like you said, hate and different things going on in the world today. So love is definitely something that we need to spread more of.
Correct, yes.
Do you have any children of your own?
I do not. I am in the process of working on that.
Okay. Do you think that, you know, the hopes of one day having your own children, do you think that kind of, like, pushes you to write and, you know, for your future children?
I think so. I think I've always loved children.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes a lot back from when I was little. I remember sitting on the couch and watching, like, the UNICEF commercials or the, you know, helping the children in Africa that were hungry. And
yeah.
I just remember sitting on the couch and just crying.
Definitely.
Because I wanted so bad to help them.
Aww.
But, and so, you know, being little, you don't have the means.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of, like, made a promise to myself that when I grow up, that I want to do something that can help children. You know, maybe not reach out to them, but ones that are around me that I know that I can help with, so.
Okay. And writing is definitely a way for us to reach out to the children and, you know, get our message across and, you know, reach the young at heart, the young readers, you know, the beginner readers. It's definitely a way, you know, an avenue to get out there and, you know, spread that love and that cheer and stuff that you want to spread to the children.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, let them know that, you know, even it's okay to feel pain, you know, but just, you know, maybe something they read or read
mm-hmm.
from me or another author or whatever can help them deal with that.
Very true.
You know?
Do you read children's books from other authors?
I definitely do.
Awesome.
I do actually volunteer at the Texas Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently started doing that.
Okay.
But that's something I really want to start doing is not only read my books, but expose other authors as well, because there are some wonderful books out there.
There sure are. And it's an amazing thing that you can go out there and read to the children that you said at the hospital, right, the children's hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Definitely a good thing. That's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How did you come up with your characters for your book, Valley in Blue?
Well, I've always loved elephants. And when I guess I first started writing the story, it was mainly about an elephant, and I didn't know what I wanted the character to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I thought of, like, elephants or scalar of mice, there's stories like that already. And I was like, what can I do? A grasshopper.
Oh.
And that just dawned on me. I was like, I could do a grasshopper. In
mm-hmm.
the original title of the book, too, it was just called Bali and Blue.
Uh-huh.
But the more I wrote the story and the more that the characters developed and their differences and everything,
mm-hmm.
it was like friends of a different color. That just goes with it so well because they are not only different in color, but just different in every way possible.
Definitely.
And it just really put, like, the icing on the cake, so to speak.
And it's so cool because, you know, elephant is so huge, and then you have, you know, the other character so small. And, you know, from what I don't know if it's a truth or a myth of elephants being afraid of, like, smaller creatures.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just amazing. It goes well together.
Yeah.
And is your book currently in the library right now?
I'm working on it in the library.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot to do because you're an independent author, so I'm sure you can understand where I'm
Definitely.
Coming from.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that we have to do.
A lot of footwork, yes.
By ourselves. Exactly. So the book came out in December, and I'm in the process of getting it put into a hardcover.
Okay.
And that will allow me to, because I've already contacted Barnes & Noble and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So once I get it in hardcover, I'll have more advantage, so to speak.
Definitely.
Like getting it more in stores and things like that.
Do you find that self-publishing, you know, being an independent author, was something, like, really valuable to you, or you feel that you should have, like, maybe gone through a publishing company?
I love the idea of self-publishing just because I have 100% creativity.
You
There's
sure
no
do.
One telling me that I should write a certain way or this should be a certain way. It's 100% me.
Definitely. Now, Andrew, are you working on any new books? Should we be expecting any new books from you in the near future?
Yes. I am so excited. I'm working on a second book that I'm hoping to get out in October, and the book is called Rose and Her Amazing Nose.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Do you think there'll be a sequel to Bali in Blue?
There is.
Okay.
I have asked a lot of children, mm-hmm. and I think what's going to happen is they're going to go on an adventure,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go visit a place called the Backward Zoo.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay. When you read to the children, do they give you really great ideas on, like, future stories that, you know, to come out and, you know, the next story to work on or, you know, what have you?
Absolutely. When I go and I read to the children, I read this book, Bali in Blue, to them.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask them after every reading, what adventures would you guys like to see them do? And then they give me wonderful feedback. And, of course, I have somebody behind me. I'm like, jot this down. Jot all this down so I can have it for later. Yeah.
Oh. Now, with your books, do you see yourself doing more than just, you know, writing a book? Do you see, like, Bali in Blue becoming, you know, a cartoon or anything, you know, more than just the book? Not that, you know, anything wrong with just having the book out, because, like I said, it reaches many of children. It's very important. But do you mm-hmm. see anything more coming of Bali in Blue?
Really, I do. And the only reason is because I've entered it into several contests,
mm-hmm.
book award contests. And there's one contest I entered it, and that actually gives you an option where you can actually put it into consideration.
Nice.
For having it made into a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to pay anything extra. I was like, oh, wow, let me just try this. And I never thought about it until I entered the contest. I was like, maybe.
Okay. But that's definitely a good thing. I'm wishing you all the best with that, definitely.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, like you said, as your child, you said growing up, you loved reading Dr. Seuss. That was like one of your favorites. That's also, we share that because I love Dr. Seuss. What was your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat. Very popular one.
Yes, Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham.
Yes, yes, I love those two. Like, I have a grandbaby now, and I share all of the new, you know, well, not new, but I share all of the Dr. Seuss books with him. He's mm-hmm. only 8 months, and I read to him, like, daily. So I really mm-hmm. think reading to children is important. So I will be reading Bali in Blue to him as well. So I'll definitely give you his feedback on that one.
Absolutely. I would love to hear it.
Great. Are you a part of any writers' forums or support groups?
Well, I am the SCWI,
uh-huh.
Children's, I am a member of that, and then just several small support groups here in Houston, so.
Okay, great. What is the response of you, you know, for your book out in Houston?
People are loving it, and I'm, like, shocked. Like, Monday, well, yeah, that was yesterday, I went and read to the Cerninos Charter School.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a school for families who are, I guess, less fortunate, for a word.
Uh-huh.
And so they go there, and I went and I read it to them, and they just loved it. And I was shocked because I sold more books than what I had.
Wow.
And I felt so sad. So I was like, I'm going to come back and visit you guys, so now I got to go get more books.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cool. That's very nice. Now, last but not least, I would like to know if you can tell the listeners where they can purchase your book and how to keep in contact with you as far as, like, maybe social media or anything where they can, like, reach out and kind of stay connected with you as an author.
Absolutely. The most place that most people find me is on Facebook, and it's my name. You can just look up Andrew Fairchild, and it will pop it up. It will also pop up links to my book. Or you can go to www.author-andrewfairchild, and that's my personal website. It has everything on there, and you can send me contact information or even sign up for newsletters.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Now, Andrew, this is Bedtime Babies again, and we'd like to thank you for joining us on the call tonight. This first segment of the show is basically for the moms to listen in, get to know the author, and, you know, really just connect with you. And, you know, a lot of times we like to preview the author or preview the book before we purchase it for our child.
Correct,
so
yeah.
What would you tell them as a 30-second commercial? What would you tell them about Bali in Blue that will make them want to go out and buy your book today?
I would say Bali in Blue, Friends of a Different Color, celebrates a unique friendship between two unlikely creatures, a lovable elephant named Bali and a wise grasshopper named Blue. The story educates children on the age-old lesson about being true to yourself despite the pressures of others by teaching all readers that it's okay to be friends with someone different from yourself. Just be open to all possibilities and build a long-lasting friendship.
Awesome. That is wonderful. You have me sold. I would go out and buy your book right now if I was listening as a parent. So, author Andrew Fairchild, thanks again for joining us on Bedtime Babies. We'll have you back in the next segment to read your book, Bali in Blue, to our children. Thank you, and you have a great night.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. You do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Andrew? Hello?